Let's take a dive into the archives. So more than 150 of Australia's leading writers, researchers and academics have sent an open letter to Scott Morrison pleading for more funding for the National Archives of Australia. The plea comes 18 months after a review by former Finance Secretary David Chune recommended $67 million in emergency funding to preserve the archives' film and audio collection. Monash University Emeritus Professor of History, Graham Davison, drafted the letter and he joins me now. David, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning, Sally.
What's the risk for the National Archives if it doesn't get this injection of funds, in your view?
Well, these are really essentially emergency funds, Sally. I mean, as you'll noted, David Chune recommended $67 million, really essentially to rescue material which is particularly in film and magnetic tape recordings, which will be lost possibly within the next 5 years unless this funding is granted. And it includes some really precious material like film of Aboriginal ceremonies, recordings of Indigenous languages, photographs from the Antarctic Division, really rich material that will be lost unless there's some emergency action taken.
And Graham, what's the physical process here, this breaking down of the magnetic tape? What happens and how quickly does it happen?
Well, film and magnetic tape are a little different. I mean, essentially that the objective is to try and get these transferred into digital form. And that is a technology and a technique that the National Archives has been a world leader in, really, but it requires the funding in order to carry this out. And that $67 million, by the way, would be over about 7 years. So for about 7 years, $10 million or roughly a year would enable the archives to actually begin to get on top, not of everything, but of the most high-quality and high-priority material.
And, Graham, the Minister, Amanda Stoker, last week, she told an Senate Estimates hearing that philanthropy might be a good funding option. What do you think about that?
Well, a couple of things worry me about that, Sally. I mean, in the first instance, I think archives are really very important and they're important in the long term, but they don't attract the kind of glamour funding that galleries and opera companies and so on do. So I think the archives have recently tried to do some fundraising of their own and they've managed to raise $30,000, but that's not the sort of funding that's required here. And the other thing that worries me about it is that I think we need to guarantee the independence of institutions like National Archives. And if we get into, for example, into corporate sponsorship, it may well subtly undermine the independence of the institution.
In the most recent budget, the War Memorial received hundreds of millions of dollars for an expansion. That's had approval from the National Capital Authority in Canberra. What do you think about the spending priorities?
Well, none of us have necessarily wanted to contest the funding for other institutions. What's really concerning us here is the relative neglect of this very important institution. And I think if you take a long-term perspective, buildings, you can do them any time, but records of this kind may well be lost forever if we don't take urgent action. So really, I think what's brought us all together, and as you've remarked, there's been a remarkable and spontaneous support for this proposal right across the political spectrum, is that the signatories can really see what value lies in this for not just for now, but for a very long time to come. I remarked in that letter that really the most important users of the archives are not yet born.
What do you think the chances are of success?
I really don't really know. I would rather hope that this has been an issue that the government has really not seen as high priority enough, and that this letter, and especially the really unanimous backing we've had, we've contacted many people. There are a few people who said they, for various reasons, they didn't want to sign a public letter. We have not encountered one person in the last couple of weeks that we've approached who dissented from the sentiments in the letter.
Graham, thanks for joining us on Breakfast.
It's a pleasure.
That's Graham Davison, Emeritus Professor of History at Monash University.